protests over California police shooting.
Now is the time for calm.
World mourns a warrior for peace.
He worked to his last days for peace and a better future for all.
Wells Fargo execs pay a price.
Giving up a combined $60 million in stock bonuses.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's happened again. A police shooting leaves a black man dead, sparks protests, and raises questions. This time in the San Diego suburb of El Cajon. CBS's Maria Villarreal says it happened at a strip mall.
You killed my brother in front of me!
Video taken moments after the shooting shows a distraught woman who's identified as the man's sister. She says she called police for help and told them her brother was mentally ill and unarmed. Officers confirmed they received that information, and when they arrived at the scene, they say the man was acting erratically and refusing commands.
The male rapidly drew an object from his front pants pocket, placed both hands together on it, and extended it rapidly towards the officer, taking what appeared to be a shooting stance.
Police haven't said what the object the man pulled out was, but they now know it wasn't a gun.
No justice, no peace!
Tensions quickly intensified at the scene as a growing crowd of people demanded answers.
Police vow a full investigation. President Obama says a light has gone out with the death of Nobel Peace Prize winner Shimon Peres at 93. A man who campaigned for Middle East peace was a political force in his country for 70 years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Shimon devoted his life to our nation and to the pursuit of peace.
CBS's Robert Berger.
Shimon Peres' crowning achievement in more than six decades of public service was co-winning the Nobel Peace Prize in 1994 for the Oslo Accords with the Palestinians.
There was a time when war was fought for lack of choice. Today, peace is the no-choice option.
It was an about-face for the man who launched Israel's nuclear program 40 years earlier. The peace process faltered, but the legacy lives on. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump says he got a fundraising bump after the first presidential debate.
We had the biggest day we've ever had. They raised almost $18 million today. Can you believe it?
But he's being blasted by the beauty queen he called Miss Piggy 20 years ago after she gained weight, a story brought up by Hillary Clinton during the debate. Former Miss Universe Alicia Machado says Trump believes women are a second class of people. John Heilman of Bloomberg Politics says the issue hurts Trump with the suburban women he needs to win over.
I've never met a woman, rich, poor, black, white, Republican, Democrat, who thinks it's okay for a rich, powerful man to call a woman fat.
The Arizona Republic newspaper, which has always endorsed Republican presidential candidates, has endorsed Clinton. The Senate's expected to override President Obama's veto of a bill that would allow 9/11 families to sue Saudi Arabia. If it happens, it would be the first congressional override of a veto during Mr. Obama's presidency. A week after Senator Elizabeth Warren urged him to resign, the top man at a bank under fire for setting up bogus customer accounts is dipping into his own pocket. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf will forfeit $41 million in stock awards. He's also giving up any bonuses for this year. A second Wells Fargo executive, Carrie Tolstead, will forfeit $19 million in stock awards. She is also giving up a severance and retirement package worth as much as $125 million. In addition to this, Wells Fargo has launched an independent investigation.
Wells Fargo may be facing the heat, but Judy Conte of the National Employment Law Project says aggressive sales tactics are rampant in the industry.
They have to sell as much as they can at all costs.
Oscar Garza is a former personal banker at Chase who made $12 an hour but raked in more if he hit sales targets.
There were quotas that had to be met, and there were consequences for not meeting those quotas.
What were the consequences?
The termination.
Garza now works for a bank watchdog group. Families of the 298 who died say Dutch investigators have told them the missile that brought down Malaysia Air Flight 17 in Ukraine 2 years ago was from Russia and was fired from territory held by pro-Russian rebels. Days of backbreaking work appear to have been paying off in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa area. A nearly 10-mile wall of barriers, berms, and sandbags is holding off water from the swollen Cedar River. Business owner Steve Shriver.
The wall's holding up. It's keeping the water out. We are diligently pumping water out of basements and at this point just trying to minimize damage inside the buildings.
A former race car driver vows to chart a daring course with a new age vehicle. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Sam Schmidt topping 150 miles per hour at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway this spring. An accident 16 years ago left him paralyzed from the neck down. Schmidt was steering his specially modified Corvette with head motions. And today, he's making history, receiving the first U.S. driver's license for autonomous vehicles. Schmidt, the first of potentially millions of disabled Americans who will be able to take to the road once fully driverless cars become reality. Steve.
In what's considered a medical first, a baby's been born from the DNA of three parents. CBS's Kenneth Craig.
The mother, whose name is being withheld, carries genes for a rare disorder called Leigh syndrome. Doctors created embryos using the sperm of the father, the egg of the mother, and another egg from a donor. The goal, to switch out what's called the faulty mitochondrial DNA, which could pass on the disease.
Former pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli, who defended the soaring price of a life-saving cancer drug with a smirk, wants someone to punch him in the face. He's offering that in an auction to raise money for the family of a friend who died last weekend. Intel Security says Amy Schumer is the most dangerous celebrity online.
No, he's too nice.
He's not too nice.
Yes, he is. He's too nice for me. You know it.
Because people who search her name have a 16% chance of connecting with a website that has viruses or malware. At New York's Yankee Stadium, some of the action at last night's game with the Red Sox was in the stands when a fan got down on one knee to propose to his girlfriend and drop the ring.
You're looking for the ring.
29-year-old Andrew Fox and fans nearby searched for several minutes while viewers on the YES Network watched.
They're smiling. Yeah,
found it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
His girlfriend, Heather Terwilliger, found it in the cuff of her pants, and she said yes. Survivors and families of the dead in the Orlando mass shooting are starting to receive the kindness of others. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The One Orlando Fund has started writing checks to people like Angel Colon, who was shot five times and says he won't be able to work for at least a year.
I'm doing much better. I'm able to take more steps. I still can't walk perfect, but I'm keeping positive.
Those injured, like Colon, will receive between $60,000 and $300,000, depending on how long they were hospitalized. Outpatient survivors will get $35,000. Surviving families of the 49 people killed will each receive $350,000. In all, the One Orlando Fund is expected to write nearly 300 checks. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A public memorial set for today at Miami's Marlins Park for pitcher Jose Fernandez, who died in a boating accident last weekend. A private funeral is set for tomorrow. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.